Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Stolen and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Ramiro Foran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking into live in the early morning on the Stolen and Beer Radio Show. Stolen and Beer is broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBESC, that's WBEST, Chula Vista, California. Stolen and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast about the sport he or she loves the most. Guest call-in line is area code 515-602-9687, 515-602-9687. It is 6:03 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, raining off and on in San Diego. Today's topic is NFL Week 18 playoff positioning. The host will debate professional armchair quarterbacks in front of a live global listening audience regarding the sport they love. Topics covered will be National Football League seeding for the playoffs, NBA, NCAA men's and women's action, and NHL scores and action, plus Major League Baseball signings. All right. With that being said, thank you for tuning in to this special showtime for the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I'm trying to do things a little bit different this year if I got something going on personally. And the show is going to be affected. I try to come on here a little bit earlier just so I can make sure my listeners can go back and listen to this episode at its normally scheduled time. So what I'll do is I'll do this episode live. Of course, it's recorded, but I'll definitely retweet it out at 8 o'clock so everybody can catch me at my normal time, although it won't be live, but it'll be a live recorded show. But anyway, let's get off into it. Good news today. Damar Hamlin is showing signs of progress while he's still in the hospital. His father, if I'm correct, his name is Mario Hamlin via Zoom call. Let everyone know around the world that that his son, Damar Hamlin, was making progress. Safety Damar Hamlin is in critical condition after suffering cardiac arrest on Monday. That's what it's saying on the monitor. But his father did say and his uncle did say yesterday that he was showing signs of progress yesterday and today. So those are the two reports I got from yesterday on the monitor, that his uncle made a statement saying that he was showing progress, and his father made a statement saying that he was showing signs of progress. So we're just going to keep him in our prayers. Everybody around the globe that listen to the Stogies and Beer radio show, we're going to just keep praying for a miracle that this young man of 24 years old gets up and rises up and is able to continue a normal life, whether he plays football or not. Is able to continue a normal life. He has a fundraiser for trying to get toys or whatever for kids in his community back in the Pittsburgh area, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area, somewhere around there. I'm not exactly what city he's actually from, but I know it's somewhere around the city of Pittsburgh in that area. But he has a toy drive. The last I checked, it was almost at $7 million. He was only seeking a small amount, like about $2,500 or so. But since he's had this injury, people have been donating to his GoFundMe page for the kids, and he has about $7 million, almost last I checked on the monitor. But we're going to keep DeMar Hamlin, defensive back for the Buffalo Bills, who suffered cardiac arrest episode on the field Monday night during the Monday night football game. We're going to keep him in our prayers. He's showing progress but remains in critical condition. That's what it's saying across the monitor. All right, with that being said, NFL Week 18, Patriots 8-8 at the Bills 12-3, Sunday 1 Eastern. Call in and give us a prediction about this. Call in area code 515-602-9687. Again, call in the 515-602-9687 if you want to give us a prediction about who you think going to win this game against with the Bills and the Patriots. I think right now, as far as all of these games right now, it has playoff seeding implications. A lot of games with these teams that's on the bubble, well, now I don't even want to say bubble right now, because I think if you were on the bubble, your bubble's popped. But if you're in the hunt, if you're still in the hunt, pretty much every game this last week, week 18, has playoff implications for so many teams. Some teams need help, meaning they need a miracle to get in, but it's possible. Some teams that we didn't think were going to get in are already in, but still hanging on by a thread to stay in. So it's it's tough for a lot of guys out there trying, you know, hoping that they're that they can make it in, and it's tough for a lot of us armchair quarterbacks hoping that our team going to make it in by getting some help. My team, the New Orleans Saints in the NFC South, because Tom Brady again said no to the Saints by beating the Carolina Panthers. And then Aaron Rodgers, he said no to the Saints. We needed him to lose. He said no. So we couldn't get in this in the wild card game. So we're mathematically eliminated. The New Orleans Saints were mathematically eliminated this past weekend. So we're just playing for pride against the Carolina Panthers. It really doesn't matter whether we win that or not. I mean, if you got tickets to the game, you're going to sit out there, you know, yeah, you want to win, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm really disinterested. Whether we win that game or not, I say sit down all of our starters so they can be healthy for next year for camp. And they're, you know, and then start evaluating these other guys, so we can start cutting bait on the roster to make room for some key free agent signings. You know, meaning like, you know, moving some guys off the practice squad or off the 53-man roster down to the practice squad. And then I'm trying to clear up a little bit of cap space to bring somebody else, some vets in. You know, every little penny, when it comes down to paying somebody that kind of money that they make in the NFL, every little penny counts. So, and at the same time, we need to move some guys that's in some key positions that are veterans, starters, that's in key positions. We need to start moving some guys around, keep them healthy, start to cut bait with some of these players, move them around, because we need some key free agents so we can win. basketball news, the Lakers 112, Heat 109. Lakers 112, Heat 109. The Lakers pulled one out last night without LeBron James, so that's a big deal. I guess Russell Westbrook, when I was watching it, Russell Westbrook was toting the load. Hawks 120, Kings 117 in NBA action. Hawks 120, Kings 117 in NBA action. I segued over to some sports scores so I can get that stuff out the way real quick for everybody in case you wanted to know if your team won last night in the NBA or NCAA men's and women's action. I'm going to take a minute real quick, guys, before I get back to football and our playoff seeding scenarios. I'll just shell out some scores here. Well, when they come back up on the monitor, I'll get back on that. But anyway, going segue back to football while we're waiting on some more scores to come up on the monitor. Like I say, this is a special edition this morning because got, you know, the late night dog got a busy day today, but I didn't want to leave my fans without an episode. I didn't want to leave my listeners out there stranded without hearing me come across the mic. So I'm thankful that currently we got about 571 or so listens on the Stogies and Beer radio show. So I said, you know what, it's a new year. Let me not just cancel my show. I can get up earlier and get in the office earlier, get in the studio earlier, and do my show, a little bit earlier. Even if I can't give you but an hour, just try to, you know, put something out there for you. But this is a two-hour show, so anytime I can give you 2 hours, I just try to get up a little bit earlier and go ahead and, you know, do the show early and then just, you know, post it up at its normal time. Post it up at its normal time as well. So, and that's a good thing about Blog Talk. All these episodes are recorded. All these episodes are recorded. In NHL news, NHL scores just popped up. Wild 5, Lightning 1. The Wild 5, Lightning 1. Ducks 2, Stars 0. NHL scores. Ducks 2, Stars 0. Just giving you the NHL scores coming across the monitor. Back to some more NBA news. Some more scores should be popping up here in a minute. I'm just trying to do a better job every day in getting everybody that's listening the scores for their sport, you know. I know we can all go to the Google all this stuff up, but I just try to do my best to give you guys the scores. North Carolina 88, Wake Forest 79 in NCAA men's basketball. North Carolina won last night. Clemson 68, Virginia Tech 65. Clemson 68, Virginia Tech 65 in NCAA men's action. Tulane 93, Tulsa 77 in NCAA men's action. Tulane 93, Tulsa 77. Temple 68, South Florida 64. Temple 68, South Florida 64 in men's action. UFC 64, East Carolina 61 in NCAA men's action. Villanova 73, Georgetown 57. Villanova 73, Georgetown 57. Butler 78, DePaul 70. Michigan 79, Penn State 69. Michigan 79, Penn State 69 in NCAA men's action. Northwestern 73, Illinois 60 in NCAA men's action. Texas A&M 66, Florida 63. That was a tight one. SEC basketball, men's. NCAA women's action. Iowa State 70, West Virginia 50. Iowa State 70, West Virginia 50. Iowa State is ranked number 11 in NCAA women's basketball. Kansas 77, Texas Tech 59. Number 21, Kansas 77 over Texas Tech 59. Seton Hall 72 over number 24 St. John's 51. That was an upset. Seton Hall. Providence 79 over number 25 Creighton 75. Providence 79 over number 25 Creighton 75 in NCAA women's action. All right. So that's where we're at right now. I don't think we got any, as far as NFL goes, I don't think they're doing a Thursday night football game, week 18. I don't think they got a Thursday night game. I think everything is pretty much going to play out this weekend. So if I'm, I'll try to clarify that if I can before I get off the air. But I don't believe that we're doing a NFL Thursday night football game on Amazon Prime, thank God, because I don't even agree with them selling Amazon broadcast time for a basketball game. That's not what they do. Amazon Prime is a delivery, as far as I'm concerned, merchandise delivery, online purchasing and merchandise delivery. That's what I know Amazon to be. Although I do know that the owner, if I'm correct, Jeff Bezos, does occasionally go into outer space or send people into outer space, then, you know, that's fine. But just you know, that's fine. You've done enough, in my opinion, when you jumped off into outer space. But when you start jumping off into the sports landscape and then start blocking games, stopping me from seeing games on cable or regular national TV, I got a problem. That's just, you know, I do like Jeff Bezos' story. I like his determination and where life has taken him. But, you know, when you're the owner, when you're the head man of Amazon Prime, and you guys start buying up NFL football game, licensing and everything like that, and then you start putting these games on your own platform, which is the Amazon app or Amazon app on your smart TV, and people like myself that's kind of a little bit longer in the tooth, they're just used to turning the TV on and catching the game on ESPN. There was already a stretch when all the games started going to cable TV, and if you didn't have cable, you couldn't see the game. But right now, the way TV is, if you're not if you don't have cable on your TV, you know, you really can't do much unless you got one of these smart TVs, I guess, with a Kindle Fire Stick or whatever. However, there's so many ways to watch TV now. But it was just like, to me, I just didn't like the fact, and I'm going to get off of this, but I didn't like the fact that that Amazon Prime started licensing the NFL product and putting it on their platform, and you have to be a part of their platform to watch it, versus just like it when it was with ESPN. You know, I don't like that. And it seems like it's just a way to drive traffic to their product, their main product, which is Amazon Prime itself. But, you know, everybody got the right to compete in a free market society. Everybody got the right to compete, you know, so they want to be in the NFL business. They want to be in the NFL business. What can I do about that? Anyway, I guess I'll eventually get to it when I get tired of missing enough Thursday night football games. Maybe I'll go ahead on the breakdown and start subscribing to Amazon Prime. Maybe it's time for me to do that. But anyway, I don't think it's going to be a Thursday night football game for Amazon to air this week. But I'll try to do my best to double check that and kind of see where we're at. But yeah, we got the FCS Division One football playoffs this weekend as well. That's going to be Sunday morning, I believe. Then Monday we got the FBS National Championship, FBS Division One football national championship, and that's going to be TCU and Georgia. TCU Horned Frogs against the Georgia Bulldogs. Big 12 against the SEC. So we'll see in this championship game if TCU can still bring that fire that they brought last weekend when they beat Michigan. We'll see if they can put up those same that same effort against a hungry Georgia Bulldog team. However, Georgia didn't look that great against Ohio State. Looked like Ohio State was going to bump them out of that and be playing TCU, but Georgia came back and was able to finish it off. NFL news, final NFC playoff spot with the win against the Lions on Sunday. Green Bay has four straight wins after starting the season 4-8. NFL Week 18, Lions 8-8 and Packers 8-8 Sunday, 8:20 Eastern, Sunday, 8:20 Eastern. So that's going to be a good one. NFL Week 18, Lions 8-8 and Packers 8-8. Packers clinch the final NFC playoff spot with a win against the Lions. Well, I'll say this here, the way Aaron Rodgers has been playing, you know, pretty good. The team itself been playing pretty good the last two games, if I'm correct. You can definitely call in and check me or correct me if you want to call in 515-602-9687, 515-602-9687. If you'd like to call into the show and correct me or debate me on this subject, I'm thinking that the Packers, with the experience of Aaron Rodgers, he's going to pull out a win. He's going to pull out a win. Packers with the experience of Aaron Rodgers is going to pull out a win. So let me hit some more NBA scores while they're up. NBA scores, Pistons 122 over the Warriors 119. Looked like the Pelicans got a win last night as well without Zion Williams. But Pistons 122, Warriors 119 in NBA scores. I'm just trying to get the scores out there, everybody, while I'm in the middle of talking football, people. Just bear with me. I'm just trying to be fair to all sports fans out there because somebody may not like football. However, we talk a lot about football, a lot about the NFL, because this is a football talk show. Lakers 112, Heat 109. Lakers 112, Heat 109 in NBA action. Lakers 112, Heat 109 in NBA action. Westbrook 21 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists. Schroeder had 32 points. So it looked like Dennis Schroeder told it to load last night. LeBron James didn't play last night. Non-COVID illness. Maybe he had the flu or something. Hawks 120, Kings 117. Hawks 120, Kings 117. And NBA men's action. So NBA news, Hawks 120, Kings 117 in NBA scores. Trying to at least get you one update on the scores in each sport while they're coming up on the monitor before I get back to this Lions-Packers game in the NFL. Okay, that's done for now. But back to the game with the Packers and the Lions. Big playoff implications for both teams. I like the Lions. Segueing back to the NFL, if you're just tuning in. And if you're just tuning in, this is the Stogies and Beer Radio Show with your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning at this special time, special edition for the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. We're starting about 2 hours early, getting the show done, because the Late Night Dog got some things he got to do today. So I'm not going to be available at the 8 o'clock hour, the 8 to 10 spot. So I'm doing the 6 to 8 spot. Because 8 to 10, I'll be tied up doing some other things. But, yeah, back to NFL. Packers-Lions, that's a big one. I'm thinking that Dan Campbell is going to have his team mentally motivated. If they don't do anything else in Detroit, whether they win the game, lose the game, they will be mentally motivated to compete by Dan Campbell. Their head coach brings that motivational fire, that inspirational fire. He teaches that will to win. Even if they don't have the will to win, Dan, the will to win. Okay? He teaches the will to win. That's what I like about Dan Campbell. A lot of people were laughing at him and everything like that when he made his first initial press conference when they hired him as the head coach of the team. But he said in so many words, and he was very blunt about his mentality. Like, you know, he's like, you know, we're going to stand toe-to-toe. When you knock us to our knees, then we'll be punching you in the knees. You knock us down on our face, we'll be punching you in the feet. All this type of stuff, you know, I can't quote him exactly, but everybody, if you follow sports and follow the NFL, definitely you Detroit fans, you know what I'm talking about. He basically was saying that we're going to fight you until we don't have nothing left, until we take our last breath. This team is going to fight. And believe it or not, they didn't have a great season last year, but this year right here, and they want hard knocks too. I enjoyed their hard knocks behind the scenes stuff who was that? With Deuce Staley and Aaron Glenn. I believe that was Deuce Staley. and Aaron Glenn. If I'm incorrect, I apologize. But Coach Staley and Coach Glenn, everybody know who I'm talking about. If you follow the Hard Knocks episodes and if you follow the NFL, you know both of those guys. So all I'm saying is this. At the end of the day, Dan Campbell will have his team mentally prepared to win. Dan Campbell will have the Detroit Lions mentally prepared to win this ball game. On the other side, Green Bay, we already know what the great one's going to do. The great one's going to come out there and try to say no. I know what that feels like. Detroit Lions fans, I know what that feels like when the great one says no, because the great one said no to us last week. Aaron Rodgers said no to the Saints. If they just lost last week, the Saints would still be alive this week. If the Buccaneers would have lost last week, the Saints would have been alive this week. Tom Brady said no to the Saints. Aaron Rodgers turned right back around and said no to the Saints as well. Now, wouldn't it be funny if both of them, you know, get into the second, third round of the playoffs, and next thing you know, the two great ones are facing each other again in Tampa Bay this time, if that happens, because I believe Tampa has a better record, not by much. But, yeah. But however, Tom Brady and the Bucks did go to Lambeau, I believe it was a year before last, and knock out Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers at home at Lambeau Field. But the great ones, they said no to the Saints last week, and I believe that this great one, Aaron Rodgers, is going to say no to the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions is going to be heartbreaking if they can't pull this game out. I don't want to get my, you know, cross my fingers and then start hoping for the Lions. In my heart, I'm going for the Lions. But in my mind, I know that Aaron Rodgers is a dangerous man. Aaron Rodgers is dangerous. He's one of those players, like I said, that can say no. You don't have to give him much time on the clock. He knows what to do with it. And the funny thing about it is he's playing with a team that he didn't have much faith in when it comes down to the receiving core or when it comes down to the offense. He can't control the defensive side of the ball. His offense was sputtering most of the season. You seen glimpses that they were starting to get better. I think the week that they played the Buffalo Bills, they didn't get beat by much. I think they lost by 10. But you started seeing that receiving core that he had been so critical about based on what they're saying across the monitor most of the year. He is very critical of his receiving core. And they were saying, oh, well, if you don't come to training camp, Aaron, and work with the guys and get to know the guys and get your timing down with the guys, what are they supposed to do? That was the knock on Aaron Rodgers. He didn't want to come to camp and work with the guys. So that's why it wasn't working. But however, they're 8-8 right now, and they can go into the playoffs with 9 wins. They go into the playoffs with 9 wins, and then you know, at the same time, Detroit can too. But I just feel like the mental preparedness of Aaron Rodgers, the mental preparedness of Aaron Rodgers, I think is going to get him over the hump. I really feel like that's going to be the difference in this this whole scenario, the difference of mental status of the quarterbacks. Now, don't get me wrong, Jared Goff has been to a Super Bowl. He's been looking pretty good as of late, based on what the news that comes across the monitor. But I don't think when you get into a duel for to get into the playoffs, both of these guys are clawing, trying to get into the playoffs. They want to go into the postseason. So really, this is both of these teams' playoff. This is a playoff game, to be honest. This game between the Packers and the Lions, it's an actual playoff game, if you really look at it. Because it's so much at stake, it's so much on the line So it's going to be interesting, people. I mean, I think that's going to be the game of the week, to be honest with you. All this other stuff, you know, who Dallas playing, who Philly playing, they're both going to the playoffs. It's just about seeding. Who's getting home field advantage, who's getting a bye, who gets to host the game at home in the playoffs, all this different stuff. I get it. You know, that's seeding. Seeding implications is one thing, you know, but to get into the playoffs, you got 2-8-8 teams fighting for that last spot, and they're in the same division, in the NFC North. And the NFC North is Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota, who's already in the playoffs, and there's one more. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head who else is in. There's one more team in the NFC North. Then I just got to take a minute and think who that is. But the NFC North, you know, you got two teams in that division trying to fight, and somebody got to get knocked off. Somebody got to get left behind. The Vikings already won the division, so they're already in. They're sitting pretty. You know, they just got to handle their business in the playoffs. Just trying to think off the top of my head who else is in the NFC North. It'll come to me. It's still early, earlier than it normally is. And if you follow the show, you know, sometimes the late night dog struggles with his memory recall early in the morning at the 8 o'clock Pacific time hour, and it's at the 6 o'clock Pacific time hour right now. So I'm still getting my coffee in me, trying to get myself together. But forgive me, NFC North, because I can't remember who's all in the division. I'm missing one team, but I'm quite sure it'll come back to me before the show is over with. So if you want to help me out with that, naming all the teams in the NFC North, which I know is Green Bay, Minnesota, Detroit, and it's one more team. I'm just trying to figure out who that is. If you'd like to call into the show and help me out, call in to 515-602-9687. Time is right now, time on deck right now is 6:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to take a quick station break and get off into our music mix, and I'm going to get me some coffee and wet my throat and all that good stuff, and I'll be back shortly. Stand by. To the Stokers of Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. The Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on this special edition, special time of broadcast for the Stokers of Beer Radio Show. For those of you just tuning in, our topic for today is NFL Week 18 playoff positioning. We're just basically going through, you know, seeding scenarios and different things like that as they come across the monitor. If you'd like to call into the show and talk about your actual division and your actual team's playoff seeding going into Week 18 this weekend, call in to 515-602-9687. Again, 515-602-9687. I was just trying to figure out all the teams in the NFC North, which was Green Bay, Minnesota. Well, I'll say Minnesota first because they won the division. The Minnesota Vikings, the Green Bay Packers, Detroit Lions, which they're both tied up 8-8, and they're fighting for a playoff spot this weekend. And that's really their this is a playoff game for the Lions and the Packers this weekend. I got Aaron Rodgers coming out on top. However, in my heart, I'm going with the Detroit Lions. That'll be 8:20 Eastern on Sunday. Lions versus the Packers. Either one of those teams clinches a playoff berth with a win. I guess they'll get that last spot. But, yeah, at the same time, I forgot that the Chicago Bears was the other team that I was missing. I guess once I got this caffeine up in me, my mind got right. But yeah, the Chicago Bears is also in the NFC North, and they're already eliminated. They're already eliminated. So that's that. Yeah, they're saying on the monitor, should Dallas rest their starters? I feel like right now, Dallas and the Eagles should sit their starters down. I understand that both of them are trying to figure out who's going to play who at home. I get it. But, you know, this late in the season, guys are hurt. I feel like, you know, like I said last week, what was the point of putting Jalen Hurts out there on the football field playing against a hungry Saints defense who had six sacks, if I'm correct? Why would you put a guy out there with a busted shoulder out there on the football field against a team that's fighting for their playoff life? No, you put your backup in. You put in Gardner Minshew, a capable backup, who played a decent game against the Dallas Cowboys. Kind of turnover prone at the wrong moments, but, you know, that's why he's a backup, not a starter. But you need that guy to go in there and take those shots and save your starter for the playoffs. So I don't think he should be in. I don't think they should. At the same time, in Baltimore, they shouldn't be trying to rush Lamar Jackson back if he has any chance of playing, which I doubt that he does. But why should you put him out there on Sunday trying to get him to play? Then segueing back over to the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott, injury-prone player. Why would you put him out there week 18 on when you're finally getting back to the playoffs? Why would you put him back out there and put him at risk? Put him at risk of going into the playoffs healthy. Sit those guys down. So it's like when it's all said and done, there's no reason to put your starters on the football field this weekend. There's no reason to do that. So if you ask me, I'm just trying to see the common sense in that. I can't see it. If I'm the general manager, I'm telling my coach, sit my starters down. You already got, for the Dallas Cowboys, you already got Michael Parsons already with a hand injury. Sit him down. We're going to need that hand to produce sacks next week. We're not worried about this week. We're already in the playoffs. We've already clinched. Dallas has already clinched. The Eagles have already clinched. Minnesota has already clinched. All these teams need to sit their starters down. Now, you're talking about back to Green Bay. Back to Green Bay and back to who was that? Back to Green Bay and back to who was that? If you go back to Green Bay, you go back to the Detroit Lions. Like I said, that scenario, the starters got to play because this is basically a playoff game for two teams that are 8-8 in the same division, trying to fight for the last NFC playoff spot to get that wild card spot. If I'm correct. They're trying to fight to get that number seven spot, which is a wild card game. And like I said, I got Aaron Rodgers coming out of there. I'm always going to go with experience, and I'm always going to go with the great one. I'm always going to go with a quarterback that with just a little bit of time left to do what he needs to do to win the game. He needs about 12 seconds, 9 seconds, and he can pull off a win. Jared Goff has not shown me that he can do that. Jared Goff has went to the Super Bowl before, you know, when they had that bogus call against the New Orleans Saints that year, that bogus call. They went that year. But they wound up losing to Tom Brady. They wound up losing to the New England Patriots. I think Tom Brady was still with the Patriots the year that the Rams went. But that was on that bogus call that year that the New Orleans Saints should have won the NFC Championship game and going to the Super Bowl. But, you know, it is what it is. But as I said, my New Orleans Saints going back to the NFC South, we have Tom Brady the Great when he's going to represent the NFC South. They already clinched the division last weekend with a win over the Carolina Panthers. They clinched. So they're going to represent the NFC South. Tom Brady, the great one. Two of the great ones told the Saints no last week. Tom Brady won, so that knocked us out of representing the division. But at the same time, when Aaron Rodgers beat the whoever they played last week, when they beat them, that put the Saints out of it. We were mathematically eliminated. We were done. We couldn't even get any help to get in, and we needed Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers to help us out by losing, but they won. Now they're 8-8, going up against the Detroit Lions, who are 8-8, and both of these teams, that's going to be the big game to me. Detroit and Detroit Lions and Green Bay Packers. That's going to be the game for me this weekend that I'm going to keep my eyes on. So, yeah, it's crazy. On the monitor, it says Lamar Jackson misses 13 straight practice for a knee. Lamar Jackson misses 13 straight practice for his knee. Lamar Jackson has not played since December the 4th for a PCL injury in his knee. Well, I mean, that's what happens. That's what happens when you know when your offensive line can't protect you. And the way I look at it is the offensive line, you know, they allowed him to get sacked. He fell on top of that knee. He fell on that knee. That knee was driven into the ground, and he went to the ground with a big man on his back, with a big defensive lineman on his back. So I mean, hey, it looks to me like you know the offensive line needs to do a better job at blocking for Lamar Jackson at times. You know, but that's just my opinion. You know, you already know you got a running quarterback. He's going to take a lot of shots, and you got to basically be able to block for the guy. If the offensive line can't block, you know, nothing else matters. It don't matter who you got out there, quarterback. It don't matter who you got back there, running back. It doesn't matter. If the offensive line cannot block, it's pointless. You can't win with no offensive line. Yeah, so they're trying to figure out, you know, if Lamar Jackson going to be able to go on Sunday. He's not going to be able to go, people. Let it go. They're going to have to stick with Tyler Huntley. They're going to have to stick with Tyler Huntley to see if he can get him over the finish line. Maybe he can. Maybe he can't. But either way it go, whoever's quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens is going to be a one-and-done situation. They're going to be in, and they're going to be out. My number one sports contributor on the show, DC, was saying yesterday that it's definitely going to be a scenario to where they'll make the playoffs. They'll get that last spot and be out. NFL Week 8, Ravens 10-6 at the Bengals 11-4, Sunday 1 Eastern. NFL Week 18, Ravens 10-6 at the Bengals 11-4, Sunday 1 Eastern. I'm surprised that the Ravens have 10 wins. I mean, you know, they were up at one time, like very hot. They was on a win streak. They looked like they was in Super Bowl form. Last couple weeks has been kind of up and down, but yeah, that you know that's what it's gonna be though. The Bengals and the Ravens, NFL Week 18, Ravens 10-6 at the Bengals 11-4, Sunday 1 Eastern. But the thing about it is, with the cancellation of Monday Night Football, I'm still trying to, you know, kind of like look at how does that game affect the Bills and the Bengals, because it's like that's why it's so important that they're saying across the monitor the game that was canceled on Monday Night Football for the tragedy that happened on the field. They're trying to say, well, should we play that game? I don't think they have a choice because the implications of the seeding is so high for the Bills and the Bengals. I mean, these are two teams that are already going to the playoffs, but again, it's going to come down to who's going to host that home game, who's going to host who at home, or who's going to have a bye and all this stuff, all the seeding. So that game is very important for both of those teams and the fans, because if you leave it like it is, where the Bengals were up 7-3 in that game, if you just go ahead and award the Bengals the win, then the Bills mafia, the Bills fans are going to be like, whoa, 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 hold up. We need to go ahead and play this game, meaning like finish up the regular season and have one more game added to the schedule meaning, you know, it's going to be one more football game played, and hopefully we can see that on TV. Hopefully Amazon Prime doesn't come in and buy up that space. Hopefully Amazon Prime doesn't come in and buy up that that game, because then we won't be able to see it. And in that case, then I would just say, well, don't even worry about playing it. If I can't see it, you know, don't worry about playing it, because I'm not subscribing to Amazon Prime to watch NFL. I'm not going to do that yet. Maybe next year, maybe the year after, but I'm a little long in the tooth. I'm a little old-fashioned. I just like to turn on my TV and catch the game. You know, like I said, it was enough when they started putting a lot of this stuff on ESPN, and if you didn't have cable, you were screwed. Then they started doing the NFL Network, putting Thursday Night Football, NFL Network, and then, you know, at one time, and then now Amazon bought the games up, but at least NFL Network would allow the game to be played on CBS, too. They would put the games on CBS. If you want to watch it on NFL Network and get their broadcast and their media personnel, fine. But if you want to watch the game on CBS and hear their media personnel, which I'm more familiar with, you know, you can watch it there as well. So at least they gave you a second option. Amazon Prime didn't allow you to get that second option to watch the games. That's why I really don't rock with them. They don't give you that time to do. You know, they don't give you an opportunity to see the game at all unless you're subscribing to Amazon, which is, in my opinion, a ploy just to drive traffic to their net, to their product, which is, you know, deliveries and all that stuff, purchases, whatever they do at Amazon Prime, as far as getting packages to your home. You know, they want to corner that market, and you know, they got you watching the football game, everybody watching the football game. So what does Amazon Prime have to do from that point? You know, while we got you tuned into the football game, let's let you know what we do over here at Amazon and keep using us. So I get it. I mean, I get it. I understand the ploy. But, you know, it's a free market economy. So everybody can, you know, if you got the money to play, why not play to win? So I get it. I just don't like it. But anyway, for you, those of you just tuning in, this is the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I'm going to be going off into a quick music mix real quick, take a quick station break, and get me some coffee and stuff like that. When I come back, if you'd like to call into the show and continue to talk about NFL playoff seedings and everything like that, we can do that. And I'll still try to rattle off some scores on the monitor. I think I've gotten everybody for the most part. But before I go, NBA scored 76ers won last night over the Pacers. Knicks 117-114. Oh, my number one sports contributor did say that they could win that game last night. Knicks won last night over the Spurs 117-114. The Milwaukee Bucks 104 over the Toronto Raptors 101 in NBA action. The Bucks 104, Raptors 101 in NBA action. Before I take my station break, I'm just trying to get some scores, the rest of these basketball scores out to everybody. Try to have respect for everybody's sport, because you may not like football. However, we talk a lot about the NFL because this is a football talk show, but we do cover all other sports. The Bulls, 121 over the Nets, 112. That's the one I wanted to get out to you guys. Bulls, 121 over the Nets, 112. Durant had 44 points. Kyrie Irving had 25 points, and they still lost. The Timberwolves, 113 over the Trailblazers, 106. Timberwolves, 113 over the Trailblazers, 106 in NBA action. Pelicans, 119. Rockets, 108. Pelicans, 119. Rockets, 108. McCollum, C.J. McCollum had 28 points. Pistons, 122 over the Warriors, 119. Pistons, 122 over the Warriors, 119 in NBA action. And I think that was the last score that I needed to get out. I'll wait for one more to pop up on the monitor before I go into my station break. I just want to make sure I had all my NBA scores covered. Because when I come back, I'm going to be talking about some stuff about me in business. And then everything, just I want to do some motivational speaking. And the Lakers 112 over the Heat 109. Lakers 112 over the Heat 109. Bam Adebayo had 30 points. Butler had 27 points. But Dennis Schroeder had 32 points. Russell Westbrook for the Lakers had 21 points. The Lakers outplayed them without LeBron James, without AD, because AD is still hurt. LeBron James was sick last night with some non-COVID stuff, but he didn't play last night. But Russell Westbrook and Dennis Schroeder told it to load, and they defeated Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler, Jimmy Buckets, with the Miami Heat. So the Lakers defeated the Miami Heat last night, 112 to 106, if I'm correct. So anyway, we're going to go off into a quick music mix. I'm going to give me a little bit of coffee, and we'll be back in about 8 minutes, and go ahead and finish up the last hour of the show. I'm going to be doing some motivational speaking for my street free agents out there that are going to be seeking opportunities to play football during the springtime in leagues like IFL, Indoor Football League, NAO, National Arena League, FCF, Fan Control Football League, and right below all those three is CIF, Champions Indoor Football League. Those four leagues offer film at a high level of play, and so you can move up to the USFL or the XFL, whichever one offers you a contract at this point, because right now the drafting is over with. It's all about just offering guys contracts. The XFL just had their last draft on January 1st, their last supplemental draft. So if you were in the draft pool and you didn't get picked up again out of the draft pool, you know, and you are already a street free agent, you know, you need to get it off into one of these other leagues that I'll be talking about in one, as I'm talking about my Prove It system. But besides, you know, my Prove It system, getting you film, I want to just share a little bit of stuff in the next hour about myself, share some things about me personally in business, because a lot of you guys don't really know. I didn't start off doing pro football stuff. I started off doing high school meet and greets, trying to get colleges to come out here and see our high school athletes here in San Diego, California. So I want to take a little bit of time to kind of like talk to you about your destiny, being determined and everything like that. When you're determined, you know, you can fulfill your destiny, but you got to be determined. And right now I have what you call a manifest destiny program, to where I'm basically virtually going around to every college in the every small school in the United States, trying to find you athletes that can play at the most immediate professional level to start getting film to move you up to the USFL and the XFL. But anyway, with that being said, it is the top of the hour, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the East Coast. It is raining right now here in San Diego, California. So it's a gray day, wet day. We got an atmospheric river going on. So it's going to be a lot of rain. Pray for the people up in the Bay Area, because they're going to be getting a lot of more flooding. They're already flooded. This atmospheric river is going to dump a whole lot of more water on them. Down here in Southern California, we're going to get a lot of rain, and we have high surf. So all you surfers out there that's trying to get out there in the Pacific Ocean and hit the waves, because we got high surf, be careful out there. Listen to what the lifeguards are saying. And then, you know, if you're driving to work, I know everybody gotta get to work, that gotta go stuff. You know, if you gotta get to work and everything like that, be safe out there. Try to, you know, just be very careful. You don't have to be speeding in this rain. Take your time. You'll get there. If you're late, because if you're late and you arrive, that's good, rather than trying to be on time and get into a bad accident, hurt yourself, hurt somebody else, kill yourself, kill somebody else type of thing. So be safe out there on those wet, slick roads, people. It's a rainy day in San Diego. A lot of rain today. So anyway, we're going to go off into our music mix, and we'll be right back. Hello and good morning. Welcome back to the Stogas and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogas and Beer Radio Show. Stogas and Beer is broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBESC. That's WBS, Chula Vista, California. If you'd like to call into the show and debate the host about anything that we're talking about, including our topic, NFL Week 18 playoff positioning, call in area code 515-602-9687. Again, that is area code 515-602-9687 if you'd like to call in and debate the host or talk about the sport that you love the most. They kind of rhyme. If you'd like to call in and debate the host and talk about the sport you love the most. Yeah, see, I'm a little rapper, too. I was in the music business at one time, so I got a little mic skills on me, too, you know, but I ain't going to take it too far. Anyway, saying last night the Lakers beat the Heat 112-109. They're saying that on the monitor. What did you learn about the Lakers in last night's win? Schroeder and Westbrook combined for 53 points in a win without LeBron James. What did we learn last night? Well, we learned that Russell Westbrook is a MVP caliber basketball. He is an MVP basketball player. He has won the NBA MVP before. He's a dog. So all the criticism that he's taken, to me, is kind of like not fair. That, you know, him having to come off the bench, I think, was a good move. I just think the way the team is constructed, with their big three not all being in starters. You got AD, who's currently out hurt. You got Russell Westbrook, who's always, you know, active. He doesn't miss many games for the most part. Then you got LeBron James. So you got a big three, but one of the big three comes off the bench. I think that's unheard of in today's game, because usually the big three is on the floor most of the time starting the game at all times. And rarely do you see those three starting together. I'm not saying it doesn't happen occasionally, depending on who they're playing or who's available, but rarely do you see in a game Russell Westbrook is always here lately has been coming off the bench in a support role and giving the team that spark and that energy. And the thing about it is actually working. It's actually working. The Lakers had been on a couple game win streak. Then they'll get on a little losing streak. Then they get back on the win streak. But when AD was well, putting up 40 some points a game, they were hot. But AD is hurt right now, but he'll be back. He's not out for the season. Also, my New Orleans Pelicans in NBA news, they won last night. C.J. McCollum, he led the team to victory. But the thing about it is Zion Williams is out again, hamstring strain. They didn't say he pulled it. They say he strained it. So when you're dealing with that hamstring, you got to rest that up. I've experienced that myself. I had a pulled hamstring at 15 years old, and I'm talking about back in the day when I didn't have any health insurance to get any rehab. Only thing the doctor told me was, here, keep this wrap on it. Here's some Tylenol 3, and here's a bunch of Motrin. And the Tylenol 3, I only had about maybe 10 pills of that, and that was just to get me through the first couple of days. But after that, I had to have my funny stories, you know, love my sister to death. One of my younger sisters, she had to stretch me out. She had to stretch my leg and help me rehab that hamstring. I had to stretch that leg all the way up closer behind my head just to get that good stretch in that muscle. And that hamstring stayed injured for a while. It took a long time for that thing to heal for me because I didn't have the proper rehab. All I had was my little sister helping me. So shout out to my sister Adrena in Monroe, Louisiana. Shout out to Adrena Ferran down in Monroe, Louisiana. Anyway, back to what I was saying about the New Orleans Pelicans and Zion Williamson. He got the right treatment, the right rehab, the right therapy. So he may be out, you know, a couple weeks, but I believe he'll be back in definitely enough time, you know, going into the All-Star break. He'll be back either after the All-Star. I would probably sit him out until after the All-Star break and bring him back because he's been playing very well. But we'll see what happens. I'm not the general manager, and I'm not the team doctor, but I know they know how to take care of that situation for Zion Williamson and get him back on the mend, and get him back rehab, get him back on the court. because he's playing very good basketball. And the New Orleans Pelicans definitely are a playoff team this year. They was a playoff team last year without him, and definitely a playoff team with him. They've been in first place in the West a couple times. So if I'm correct, they've been in first place, you know, more than one time this season, although it's still kind of early in the season. But anyway, so the New York Knicks won last night again. I know my man DC in Maryland. I know he's ecstatic about that. That gives them like a four-game win streak or three-game win streak. They won their last three, so that gives them a three-game win streak for the New York Knicks. So, you know, but I want to take some time for this second hour, like I said, to get off into some free agent, street free agent stuff for all you guys that are still looking for an opportunity, meaning NFL camp hopefuls from 2022, which are now currently street free agents because you have not found an opportunity to play up until this point. I have plenty of opportunities for you. And at the same time, all you guys that just not graduated, but just played your last college game, if you're in a situation where you played your last college game and you're NFL camp hopeful for 2023, meaning that you're not on the draft board, but you're still looking for an opportunity to be a free agent in NFL camp after the draft, I have plenty of opportunities for you to start playing now in the spring to keep attaining film, proving that you can play at a high level, and start shopping that film out to XFL and USFL situations so you can possibly still get a look for NFL camp by the time they start doing their three-day camps, then your rookie mini camps, and then going into the actual NFL summer camp for next season. So I have opportunities to help you attain that. But the key is for you guys that just graduated, not just graduated, but just played your last collegiate game of eligibility. If you are still trying to finish up your classes and stuff like that in the spring, I'm not really trying to touch you because I want you to focus on getting your degree and getting your classwork done. You're not a candidate for my program. I need guys that are ready, that are going to be able to play on the football field in the springtime. A lot of you guys say, well, I can take online classes or whatever. I really don't even want to. I would rather you just wait till next spring. You can come aboard with me, but I'd rather you just go ahead and get your degree. And rather than trying to do online classes, go ahead and finish out your college experience. And then you can still come aboard with me, but I'm not going to actively be shopping out your film until next season. But it's still good to go and get in. At my current prices, get with me now at my current prices, which are $600 up front, $600 doing 35 days for a $1,200 package. Again, to use my Prove-It system and to get into my network, it's $600 down and $600 doing 35 days. That's 30 days with a five-day grace period for to complete your second installment. If you don't complete that second installment, you have to start back over from scratch with a fresh $600 and then another $600 due in 35 days. That's 30 days with a five-day grace period. And I say this because I do it that way because it gives you the incentive to go ahead on and keep up on your installment rather than paying half your money and then, you know, you wind up losing your money and having to start back over, and then you're upset. You pay half your money, and then you think that, oh, okay, I'm good. You know, I can call Mr. Ferran and be like, oh, okay, well, this happened in my life, that happened in my life. Not so. This is a business. This is a business. I say it's a business, not a charity. So it's like, you know, I have to pay my bills. I have to eat, and this is my livelihood. So if the package is $1,200, it's $1,200, not $600. So when you put down $600, I'm only going to do so much work. I'm not going to do the rest of the work, a full body of work, until you get fully vested in me, in my Prove-It system, and in my network, and that costs $1,200. That's, again, that's $600 down and $600 due in 30 days with the five-day grace period. So due in 35 days, your second installment, that's 30 days with a five-day grace period. Now, if you're out there listening to the show and you'd like to call in and talk about anything sports-related, I'll take a break in what I'm talking about to address your questions. All you have to do is call in to 515-602-9687. Raise your hand in queue, and I'll come to you. And you can ask your questions. But what I want to talk about a little bit right now is just a little bit about me. A lot of you, I'm just taking some time, taking a break from our topic, which is NFL Week 18 playoff positioning. I think we kind of like we've already talked about that. We've already talked about that and everything for the most part. But before I get into what I was going to say, they're saying the Buccaneers at the Falcons -4.5, Falcons -4.5 against the Bucs. Buccaneers, I'm reading off the monitor. Buccaneers locked into number 4 seed in the NFC. Packers make the playoffs with a win. Buccaneers locked into number 4 seed in the NFC, and the Packers make the playoffs with a win. Tougher potential playoff matchup, Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers? I think that the tougher matchup is going to be Aaron Rodgers, the Detroit Lions. They're both 8-8, and they're both fighting for their playoff life. This is a playoff game for the Lions and the Packers against each other, tied at 8-8 in their division, trying to get into the get that playoff wild card. So I think that Tom Brady really doesn't even have to play. They've already won the division. They should just rest him because, you know, the Falcons aren't going anywhere. They're playing for pride. Tom Brady might as well sit down. And then Aaron Rodgers, he just got a tough task against the Detroit Lions this weekend. He's got a tough task. That's the best way I can put that. He's got a tough task. He's going to have to grind that win out against the Lions because, like I said earlier, Dan Campbell is going to have his team ready to compete mentally. But I know that Aaron Rodgers, the cerebral guy that he is, the astute guy that he is, he's going to have his team ready as well on the field. So that's the matchup really is Aaron Rodgers against Dan Campbell. Who's going to mentally make the biggest impact on their team? Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback, working with his offense, or Dan Campbell as a head coach making an impact on this whole team, offense and defense? It's going to be a hell of a battle this weekend, folks, with the Packers and the Lions. That's the game that I'm going to be tuning in to because that's already going to be a playoff game. So anyway, back to what I was saying, though, just a little bit about me. I wanted to go off into some stuff about me in business so you guys could be more familiar with me. When I first started doing the sports thing, I was coming out of the music industry. And I was just saying to myself, I said, man, this music thing has changed up so much. And, the YouTube and social media killed the music business for somebody like myself who's a grinder, who was willing to get out there, promote events, put out flyers, do showcases, promote clubs so my artists could have somewhere to perform at, stuff like that. I've done a lot in the music business, but I wasn't getting anywhere because you can't outwork technology. That's just the way it is. You can't outwork technology. Technology is always going to be faster than a human being. That's just the way we got it set up. So no matter how hard I grinded in music, I wasn't getting anywhere. So I decided to segue from music and go into sports. I used to do some boxing back in the day, so I always wanted to have my own. When I quit boxing, I wanted to do my own fights, promote my own fights, and stuff like that, and then have my own boxers and everything like that fighting up under me, sort of like how Don, pretty much I wanted to be like a Don King, but starting out at a lower level, as a lower level local Don King. That didn't work out, so because I needed money. That situation took me into the music business to get money. But like I just said, the music business, when I came in, it was slowly – when I came in about 2003, 2004, it was starting to shift to social media. The way the music business is, the model of the music business was starting to go digital, going into the social media platform. If you didn't know how to manipulate Google, YouTube, and all that stuff so you could be found, you wasn't going to make it. And that was my problem. I was coming in on the old school model. So I got away from the music business and went into sports again. not boxing this time, but I started saying, well, I'm going to go off into football. And my passion was to help small black colleges like Grambling, Southern, small FCS, Division One black colleges, and HBCU Division Two and Division Two schools, you know, and I want to help those colleges, like conferences like the CIAA, the SIAC, the SWAC, and the MEAC, mainly those four conferences. And you got a couple other programs down there, black colleges that's down there at the NAIA level. I think like a, maybe a Voorhees, Selma, you know, Fisk, certain other schools down there at the, you know, Oberlin, I think, you know, you got certain schools down there that are at the NAIA level or what have you down there. Not Oberlin, but Wilberforce. That's an NAIA school. So I was going to do all sports, but my whole goal was to get as many kids from the San Diego, California area exposed to HBCU culture, exposed to HBCU athletics, because the way I was looking at it was like, if I got, even out here at the African, most of predominantly African-American high schools out here, I know it's a lot of talent there, but even if the higher level athletes were going to take off and go to a big college, usually these schools out here are so huge, the second team probably could go somewhere else and be a starter. So I was focusing on the second team at all these schools out here, and I'm trying to tell them about HBCU schools that they could possibly go down and actually get playing time at. At the same time, I was working on diversity to where I was even inviting Latinos and Caucasian kids, Latino and white kids, to go out and different for diversity. Now, a lot of Latinos attend HBCU schools now with the unfortunate situation of Hurricane Katrina. Back in the 2000s, when Hurricane Katrina came out, a lot of Latino families moved down south for work because they needed help rebuilding and rebuilding, clean up, salvage, all kind of stuff down south. So a lot of the Latino families moved down into areas like where I'm from, Monroe, Louisiana, and they moved down and they stayed. Because I just got back from home. a couple months ago. And, you know, as I was in the gas station getting my coffee that morning, I looked around and I seen a whole lot of Latino workers, a lot of Latino guys, you know, getting their coffee, going to work. So, I mean, since they stayed down there, a lot of the Latino kids go to the black colleges. And so, and that's a good thing. That's diversity. At the same time, I was trying to get some of the white kids out here in San Diego to maybe try and go and play, you know, down south. You never know. So I had a diversity initiative with it too. So I did a whole lot of stuff with high school athletes. A good friend of mine, I'm going to shout him out, my man Montel Allen. I want to make sure I got Montel's name right. I think his last name was also Allen, not the famous Montel Allen that's on TV, but I'm gonna make sure I got Montel's name right. I'm gonna just say Montel because I don't want to mess his name up. But my good friend out here, Montel, he does a lot of stuff with the San Diego Friday Night Lights out here. So he was a key instrument. He's an instrumental person in helping me develop my high school recruiting skills, because he was just giving me players that he knew of that would be in his all-star game. He was like, well, this here one ain't signed to no team. If you can get somebody to cut him a check, you know, get him going. And the thing about Montel, his thing is he doesn't care about football. He doesn't care about NFL football. He only cares about kids going to college, getting an opportunity, getting an education so they can get it going to corporate America. But he wants to use football as a model to do it, because he himself was a Division I football player, I believe, at UC Irvine. And Montel, he He does a lot of stuff out here with the San Diego Friday Night Lights All-Star Game and everything like that. He has a really good product here in San Diego. And he started mentoring me, teaching me how to talk to these kids, how to talk to their parents. And he just taught me a whole lot of stuff about how to help high school kids get into college athletics. He taught me about the NCAA clearinghouse and NCAA eligibility and all these different things like that. He taught me a lot of that stuff. So I've had a great mentor when it came down to that. So I started doing high school meet and greets with historically black colleges, and I had coaches that came from the Imperial Valley out here, JUCO, Imperial Valley Community College, IVCC, Imperial Valley out in the desert. I had coaches come up from there. I had coaches come from certain high schools out up in Imperial Valley. At the same time, I had coaches from colleges that supported my event, Kentucky State, Central State University, which is from the SIAC Division II. They actually flew out here, one of the academic advisors and the athletic director. They actually flew out here to San Diego to meet with the students. One student actually got a partial scholarship as well. And then another young lady was offered an academic scholarship. And she was at both of those kids were at Hoover High School. So I had an initiative to help drive athletes to historical black colleges from the San Diego area. But at the same time, it turned out into also the academic part of it. You know, the academic advisor came down and she wanted to help get offer all the students just the opportunity to go and attend a black college academically. So it worked out both ways for me. One thing led to another. And I'm just giving you a little bit of tidbits about me, how I operate, because a lot of times people are like, well, man, you ask for too much money. Well, you don't understand where I come from and what I had to do to get to where I'm at, why I ask you, why I feel like my service is worth this. So now I had HBCU school flew out here. From that point, I started working with the Christian colleges. I had SAGU, Southwest Assemblies of God University. They flew here looking for players. A lot of you didn't know that there were Native American tribal colleges and universities on the reservations that were offering kids scholarships. They flew here from North Dakota, from New Mexico. You know, they came in. Even I had support from Bacon College. They sent stuff. They sent stuff out to my Native American tribal community colleges and university meet and greet. That's the Native American schools that came out here to offer kids scholarships. Yeah, they did it. They came. So those are three different meet and greets that I did: Native American tribal community colleges and universities, historical black colleges and universities, Christian colleges and universities. Those three were that I targeted to try to find scholarships for kids in the San Diego area, and I done well at that. The turnouts wasn't always what I wanted it to be, but I did it, and I made a lot of connections, and the schools, they flew their people out here to meet with me. Imagine that, little old me, that's me, one man operation, was able to get those schools to fly out here and look at these students and meet me. I forgot I also done the military meet and greet, where I had military schools supported me by sending it. They didn't come out, but they sent their stuff. The Mass Maritime, SUNY Maritime, the Apprentice School out in Newport News, Virginia, Coast Guard Academy, Wentworth Academy before they shut down. They supported me. None of them showed up to the event, but they sent their materials so I could put it out on display for the kids in case you want to go and play, go into the play sports at a military academy and then already have a job secured for you going into the reserves, the Naval Reserves or what have you, Army Reserves or whatever, once you graduated, or if you wanted to go active duty, that option was available as well. You know, so I've done a lot of stuff with athletics for high school kids, trying to find them opportunities to go to college and get their education funded by sport. And then some of them, like with the military opportunities and the apprenticeship opportunity, like at the apprentice school, come out after you graduate, have a job waiting for you. I've done it, people. So when you, I'm just telling you who I am as a person. So whoever's listening out here streaming this service, I want you to understand just a little bit of my background. Don't think that I'm just on here talking about, oh, yeah, I'm just about money. I'm trying to take your money and run. That's not how I operate, because I've built a great reputation with a lot of colleges and universities nationwide, people, nationwide. I'm just a one-man operation. It's all about determination and desire. Determination and desire. You got to have it. You got to have determination. You got to have desire. I'm a one-man operation, and I did all that. Think about it. Could you do it? Yeah, you could do it if you wanted to, but 9 times out of 10, most of us won't, because we always got somebody telling us, hey, don't dream. You know how many times somebody told me, man, them schools ain't going to come out there for you. Why would they come out there for you and talk to you? They did it. They did it. I'm here to tell you they did. It's a fact, and I can prove it. Scroll all the way down on my social media pages, be it Facebook or be it Twitter, and go to my Twitter handle. My Facebook link is up there. All you got to do is scroll down about 2015, and you'll see all the pictures posted up. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, kids came out to one of the Native American event. Kids came out early in the morning. They were hungry. I dug in my pocket and fed them. Yes, I did. I dug in my pocket and fed them. That's the kind of guy I am. I'm always preaching at the end of my show, be light, not darkness. Be love, not hate. You know why I preach that? I preach that because that's what you have to be. That's what you have to be if you want success and good things to come to you in life. I'm not one of these guys out here the way I'm going to take somebody money and run. I had a guy that came on board with me yesterday, Adia Bell. He came on board with me yesterday. I shouted him out on Twitter. You can go to my Twitter page, Ferran Sports, and see the shout-out. Telling him congratulations for coming aboard. Saying congratulations for coming aboard and everything like that. And I wanted to make sure once he paid me that I gave him adequate attention and I gave him a follow-up call before I shut it down for the day to make sure, so he could understand that, man, I'm not just getting your money to leave you in the dark. It ain't that important for me. No amount of money is enough for me to leave a person in the dark, because if I made money with you one time, I want to make money with you again. How do you keep making money with people? By having a good product, being good at customer service, being available. Because a lot of times you street free agent athletes, y'all be thinking, oh, well, I got this agent. Then when you don't get drafted, your agent goes bye-bye. He's looking at the next class coming out to try to represent, because they're trying to get their bag. They're trying to get a bag, man. And if you didn't make it to the NFL, at least as a free agent camp contract to help build their reputation up, you know, they're on to the next class. They're trying to see who can get them to that bag. They don't have time to go through the steps like the prove it system, like my prove it system. These agents don't have time to go through that stuff. They're not trying to go through all of that. They're trying to get that bag. So the point that I'm trying to make to you is that I've done a lot of stuff, and it's all around the principle of, once again, be light, not darkness. You got to have light, people. you know, you get all these different shady promoters, shady companies, shady agencies and stuff out there. They're snagging up people money. Snagging up people money and then getting ghosts. That's happened to me so many times in the music business and certain things. And I stay away from that type of negativity. I want to make sure that my guys, my clients that invest in me and invest in themselves, they're walking lockstep with me. When I get behind the closed doors to bigger situations, I'm taking my client roster with me to try to figure out whether can you play for this team or do you have a skill set from college that you can contribute to this team, because it's more than one way to make a bag in professional sports. It's not always playing. It's not always coaching. It's not always scouting. It's other things that you can do for a professional sports franchise, marketing, promotion, ticket sales, merchandise. It's a whole lot of things that you can do, a whole lot, all kind of stuff, and you still can make a bag with a professional sports franchise. I just want to take a little bit of time to just kind of like give you a little bit of background information on me, just in that one thing, what I used to do for high school students and where I had colleges fly out here. Again, I had four meet and greets, the military and maritime meet and greet, Native American tribal and community colleges and universities meet and greet for the Native American opportunities. I had the historical black college and universities meet and greet, and I had the Christian colleges and universities meet and greet. And out of four of those scenarios, I had people fly out to San Diego for wherever they were, Texas, North Dakota, and Ohio, flew out here to meet with my students. The military people didn't show up because they said it was an election year and they weren't getting funding for to do travel or whatever. However true that might have been, it doesn't matter because I ran into them anyway. I was working a job in one of the schools that I really wanted to come out, which was the Merchant Marine Academy. They sent their stuff, just like the Coast Guard sent their stuff, just like SUNY Maritime sent their stuff, Mass Maritime sent their stuff, the apprenticeship school sent their stuff. They all sent stuff in. But I actually wound up running into the coach for the Merchant Marine Academy at a big basketball event for girls, a big girls basketball event they had here in San Diego at one of my jobs. I actually ran into them anyway. The other thing is, just talking about faith, at that same event, I was managing a young lady that had graduated college, and she was coached by the great Cheryl Miller in college. And she's like, man, here go Coach Number. Can you get in touch with her for me and try to see if she got any opportunities for me? I never could get Cheryl Miller on the phone. I'm talking about the great Cheryl Miller, Reggie Miller's sister, the great Cheryl Miller, the one that played at USC and I think put up like 100 points in a basketball game. The great Cheryl Miller. That's what I'm talking about. The one that does coverage on TNT for NBA. And was also a WNBA coach. So now, going back to Cheryl Miller, at that same event where they had the big girls basketball event, and I kept telling my client at the time, I said, hey, I'll run into her one day. And I just put that out there in the universe. I'm walking around at the same event where I ran into the coach for the Merchant Marine Academy. I was out there looking at all these girls because they had a big, big tournament. Multiple courts, girls all over the place shooting ball from everywhere in the nation. And so I look up, and I see this tall, tall, tall female. When I say tall, I mean tall. And I look up at Cheryl Miller. I say, don't worry, we'll get in touch with her. We'll run into her. I look up. I see Cheryl Miller, introduce myself, told her who my client was, and she knew who it was. And, you know, we chopped it up a little bit and everything like that. And she gave me some advice to tell my client, which was her former player, which was very brief. Tell her just keep grinding, keep working. There you go. But I'm just telling you guys, you know, when you put certain stuff out there in the universe and you're light, not darkness, great things happen. I've also had the WNBA meet with me. Yeah, the WNBA Connecticut Sun. They came to my pro basketball meet and greet. Yeah, WNBA Connecticut Sun. Can you believe that? Yeah, they did. In that same instance, I had the general manager for the Utah Jazz for the NBA and NBA G League team, Utah Jazz and their G League affiliate, the general manager. We had a networking relationship because they reached out to me and they were going to try to come. They weren't able to make it, but I still was able to send a lot of players out there to their G League open tryouts and let the general manager know that my guys were coming so he could keep an eye on them. All of them walked up to the general manager, told them who they were, and then gave my name, and he told him, yeah, Romero already sent me your film. I already know who you are. I already saw your film. Let me see what you got on the court. That's how I do things, people. I try to make sure before you even go to the event that the people that you're going to go out there and doing the tryout for, they know who you are. I take a cattle call tryout and turn it into an actual personal workout for you by doing the work before you get there. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to segue off into my proven system and how you can work within my network, and then I'm going to get ready to close this show out. We got about 15 minutes left in the show, and I'm going to take about 5 minutes, and I'm going to go ahead and close this show out. As a late night dog, got a couple things he needs to do before he gets off into his day and starts his recruiting. First of all, I want to talk a little bit about the Manifest Destiny program. The Manifest Destiny program is what basically I have reached out to all NAIA schools that have a football program. I have reached out to all NAIA schools, small schools that have a football program. All you have to do is mention my email to your coaches or athletic directors. That's rdferrand@gmail.com. That's Romeo, Delta, Foxtrot, Echo, Romeo, Alpha, Nancy, Dog @gmail.com. Ask your coach, did they recommend you to play professional football at your most immediate level? I also reached out to AA Division II schools. Do the same thing. Reach out to your coach with my email address, rdferrand@gmail.com, and ask the question, coach, did you recommend me to play professional football? Ask your coach and AD, because they got the email too. The athletic director got the email too. I reached out to all NCAA Division III playoff schools. If your school was an NCAA in the NCAA playoff bracket, I reached out to all of your coaches. Again, mention my email to your coaches and athletic director, rdferrand@gmail.com. Coach, did you reply to that email and recommend me to play pro football at my most immediate level? I'm currently finishing up my all the non-playoff schools for the NCAA D3 football programs. I'm currently on all schools that start with the letter B. If your school's football program starts with the letter B, I'll be tweeting that out today to say I completed that list, and go ahead on and reach out to your coaches at rdferrand@gmail.com. All the schools with the letter starting with an A, they've been completed. Follow the instruction. With the B's will be completed today more than likely. Follow the instructions. I'm tweeting this stuff out every day telling you what to do. My email address is a powerful email, people. It's a powerful email. I'm sitting there telling you who I am and what I do, what I've done. I'm not even done yet. Oh, and by the way, I've been in the NFL office twice. On two different meetings, two different occasions. I was in there advocating on military athletes' behalf so they could have an opportunity after they came back from serving overseas. If they played at Division I football programs, I was trying to get it set up, and I'm still working on this, so they can come out and be on the practice squad or practice with the team or something. I just want them to have an opportunity to be looked at. I've been in the NFL front office twice, people, talking to Troy Vincent's staff, talking to Roman Oven, talking to Kevin Booth, which is in the NFLPA office, people, twice. You're dealing with the right person. I don't know what you're waiting on. I don't know what's the hesitation. I'm taking the time to tell you who I am. These are all facts. Look them up. Go to my Twitter page. Just keep scrolling down. Take a week and just keep scrolling down. You'll find out everything you need to know about me, because anything business related, I put it on Twitter and Facebook. Go to my Twitter page. My Facebook is there. Ramiro Ferran on Facebook is there. Type in my name, Ramiro, and my last name, Ferran, Ferrand, Ramiro Ferran on Facebook, or go to Ferran Sports Management Agency on Facebook. That's my business page, Ferran Sports Management Agency. I've been doing a lot of this stuff since about 2014, 2015 time frame, so you're going to have to go back a little bit to see everything I've done. I'm trying to tell you, people, I'm serious business over here. And I'm not bragging or tooting my horn. I'm just trying to tell you, God put the right people in your life to help advance your career, and you don't even take advantage of it. My telephone should be blowing up. My emails should be popping every day from your coaches, like, you know, yeah, I'm recommending this player. I'm recommending that player to play. Stop being afraid to find out what your coach really think about you. Because if they hit me back up saying, oh, I ain't got nobody, or my guys ain't good enough, all this different type of stuff, you've been playing for these teams for the last 4 years. And I'm quite sure, yeah, some of y'all go to school just to get the money to get your college degree and all that. But I know most of you guys play football because you want to try to get a pro opportunity at some level to try to attempt to play at the highest level, or at least build your resume if you can't do that. So my whole thing is, I'm telling you what to do. And the last group for the Manifest Destiny that I reached out to was Division I FCF HBCU schools, meaning in the SWAT and the MEAC. I reached out to your coaches too. All you have to do is reach out to them and say, Coach, your athletic directors and your coaches, same thing, Coach or AD. Did you respond to an email, rdferrand@gmail.com, rdferrand, again, @gmail.com? Did you reach out, back out to that man, and tell him that you recommended me to play professional football at my most immediate level? When I say most immediate level, meaning like all of you are not going to go into the NFL because the draft is over. Most of you ain't even on the draft board. Most of you are not even on the draft board and don't even know it. If you didn't do it junior day and got a verifiable draft ranking where Pro Football Focus and ESPN and all these people are doing a write-up on you, you are not on the draft board ranked in the top 100 people in your position. So you're going to have to fight for NFL free agent opportunity in the camp after the draft is over. How do I help you do that? I put you in my Prove It system, which is why I reached out to all of your coaches. And again, remember my email, rdferrand@gmail.com. Prove It system, where I take your college film, I instruct you on how to build your resume, meaning I'll have you in the email. It looks like this. Visualize this. If you're a scout, visualize what the scout is looking at. I have you put your name, your position, your school in the subject line. Drop down from that. I ask you for your measurables, height, weight, blah, 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 blah. Oh, any awards or stats that you received in your college career. Moving from that, dropping down to the your story. I have you take two paragraphs, no more than two paragraphs, telling your background, hometown, where you're from, what high school you went to, from high school to college, college to pro, current street free agent. Why didn't you go to a Division One? Why didn't you go to a Division One high school? I'm sorry. Why didn't you go to a Division One college out of high school? Why didn't you go out of college? Why didn't you go pro? Why didn't no scouts talk to your coaches about you? Why didn't you do a pro day? Why didn't you do a junior day? I have certain questions that I want you to answer in those two paragraphs. Dropping down from that, you get your highlight. Post your highlight in the email body up under your bio. And your highlights need to be on the YouTube link. I'll take a huddle, but I recommend you as soon as possible to turn your huddle link into a YouTube link, because your huddle might get deleted when they make room in the system at the school for the new guys. So you need to have your highlights converted to a YouTube link, because you can pretty much keep that for, as I know, forever. Then you attach two photos, one game action photo based on your position. If you're a quarterback, dropping back, making a pass. If you're a linebacker, making a tackle, et cetera, per position. Also, a headshot in jersey, meaning I want a picture with your helmet off so they can kind of like see you, whether you got your jersey on, whether you got a suit on, polo, whatever. Whatever they require you at your school as far as a team photo where they can see your face. That's how I have you put together your film and resume, meaning your package. I take that package and send it out to coaches in the Champions Indoor Football League, Indoor Football League, for your XFL opportunity. Also, to the National Arena League, to the Fan Control Football League, to Hub Camp for your USFL opportunity. Hub Camp is ran by Tom Brady's agent, Don Yee, and that's HUB, at capital HUB on Twitter. If you want to know more about them, they got an event coming up in February. You need to get there. It's going to be in San Diego, California. Get there. It's very hard to get in that camp because you got to be damn good. So all you have to do is just basically contact me. I can assist you with my reputation and my network and relationship with the people that run Hub Camp to possibly get them to consider letting you come. But you got it. But the talent has to be on tape. The talent has to be there. I can recommend, but you still got to have the talent. And at the same time, it's not free to do that. It costs money to do it, but it ain't unaffordable. You just got to be a businessman and invest in yourself. The USFL and Hub Camp are in a partnership, a data sharing partnership, meaning everybody that attends Hub, when somebody goes down for a USFL team, they can contact the people that run Hub and say, hey, we need a linebacker. Send me your linebacker list for your last two or three events so we can start scouting some guys to bring them in. That's how that works. The XFL is partnering with the Indoor Football League, the IFL, and they're the official minor league for the XFL. They're going to be moving players down and bringing players up to work them out, doing joint workouts and all that stuff with the IFL Indoor Football League. You guys are going to have to go through the proven system in most cases to keep getting film, to keep stepping up. If you want to get off into my proven system and join my network, meaning my network is meaning that you're going to be lockstep with me on my client list. As I move up and I get other opportunities in other bigger organizations, as I move up, I'm going to always consider my guys that has invested in themselves by investing in me. I'm trying to build a huge sports network so people can have opportunities. As I move up, you move up with me. Whether you're playing or whether you're doing something administrative with the organization. Meaning I got opportunities now while you want to play, and when you hang up the cleats and want to do something else based on your degree, I'm going to be in place for you to have those opportunities, because I'm going to keep moving up as long as God put breath in my body. I'm going to keep getting better. I'm going to keep moving forward. How many people do you know that you can talk to and say, oh, I reached out to every small school nationwide? I'm only one man and I did. Obviously, you're dealing with the right guy. It costs $600 down to start working with me, to be fully vested with me in my network, and for multiple opportunities, it's going to be another $600 doing 35 days, that's 30 days with a 5-day grace period. It costs $1,200 currently, $1,200 could work with me. You can pay the $1,200 straight out, which I really recommend you do. But if you do two payments of $600 and $600, it'll be $600 down, $600 doing 35 days. That's 5 days with it. That's 30 days with a 5-day grace period for a total of $1,200 to get in my network. I want everybody to stay light, not dark, be love, not hate. Get your flu shots, your COVID shots, and all that good stuff. We're going to go ahead and set black and fade it all. Be safe out there. Everybody have a great day. This has been the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferrant, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. Have a great day.